目单的第三页。
And the scripture is printed for us in the third page of the bulletin.
找到的时候，请弟兄姐妹一起来念。
When you find the scripture, let's open it and read it.
无论是中文是英文，我们一起念。
So whether you read in Chinese or in English, let's read it together.
法老对约瑟说，
我派你治理埃及全地。
法老就摘下手上打印的戒指，
戴在约瑟的手上，给他穿上细麻衣，把金链戴在他的颈项上，又叫约瑟做他的副司，喝到的在前呼叫说跪下，向法老派他治理埃及全地。法老对约瑟说，我是法老，在埃及全地若没有你的命令，不许人擅自办事。法老赐名给约瑟，叫撒法拿特巴内亚，又将安城的祭司波提菲拉的女儿亚西娜给他为妻。约瑟就出去巡行埃及地。荒年未到以前，安城的祭司波提菲拉的女儿亚西娜给约瑟生了两个儿子。约瑟给长子起名叫马拿西，因为他说，神使我忘记了一切的困苦和我的富家。
又给他次子
起名叫以法莲，因为他说，神使我在受苦的地方昌盛。
这是一段非常宝贵的经文。
This is a precious scripture.
记载一个不平凡的人生。
It records for us an extraordinary person.
和他人生不平凡的经历
and also his unusual experience of life.
我们都知道约瑟是一位敬虔的人
We know that Joseph in the Old Testament is a godly man.
他是一个无辜的人
and he is a innocent man.
然而他却受了害
Yet he was persecuted. Thank you.
一连的受害
and the persecution went on one after another.
先是被弟兄所恨
He was hated by his brothers first.
被弟兄所卖
and he was betrayed by his brothers.
后来又被他主人的妻子所害
and then later on he was accused by mistress.
在监牢里的时候，他也被人忘记。
And when he was in the prison, he was forgotten by the people who show grace.
他常恩待人
，and he always show grace to people.
却被人欺负。
But he was taken advantage of by others.
然而，从今天的故事
，But from the story today we just read,
我们看见人生的转机。
We see the turning point of life.
我们请周神牧师。跟我们讲解这段经文，
弟兄姐妹，我们在这里要分享的信息是神的引导。
Brothers and sisters, the subject of our message today is the guidance of God.
讲到神的引导，人们有一个错误的观念。
Regarding the guidance of God, people often have a wrong conception.
神既然引导我，我的道路必然亨通顺利。
Since God is guiding me, my path must be very prosperous and straight.
但正如 Daniel 牧师刚才说
But as Pastor Daniel mentioned,
神引导的方法不一定是你的想法。
Sometimes the way of God's guidance might not be the same as your thought.
神有的时候让我们的生命更加丰盛成熟，而叫我们经历许多的艰难。
Sometimes in order for our lives to be more mature, to be more abundant, God guides us through a lot of difficulties.
有的时候神为了实现一个长远的计划，叫我们暂时受苦。
Sometimes in order to fulfill a very important plan, God enables us and allows us to suffer temporarily.
我们刚才所读的经文，约瑟就是一个例子。
The scripture we have read regarding Joseph is one of the examples.
他是在圣经当中一个了不起的人物。
He is an extraordinary figure in the Bible.
他是神所眷爱的。
He is favored by God.
被神大大的使用。
He was used by God greatly.
他的一生有神奇妙的引导。
He has a wonderful guidance of God in his life.
但是约瑟的人生经历了无数的酸甜苦乐辣。
But the life of Joseph have experienced numerous experience of sweetness, bitterness, and spicy experience.
但是因为有神的引导，他的生命结出佳美的果子。
But because of the guidance of God, his life has produced beautiful fruit.
盼望大家从今天的信息当中学习神如何引导他的百姓。
I hope that we will learn from today's message of how God guides his people.
以致我们在信仰的道路上走得更坚定稳妥。
So that as we walk on this path of faith, we will walk with stability and with strong conviction.
下面我带领大家来回顾，简单的回顾约瑟受苦的经历。
Now I want to guide you briefly through the experience of Joseph's suffering.
约瑟在弟兄当中排第十一。
Joseph was the 11th among his brethren.
上面十个兄弟都是同父异母。
The brothers before him were all from the same father but different mother.
自己的母亲在生弟弟的时候因惨难死去。
Joseph's mother died after she gave birth to his own brother.
从此约瑟跟弟弟在没有母爱的环境中成长。
Since the death of the mother, Joseph and his younger brother grew up in a circumstance where there is no love of a mother.
爸爸很疼他，但招致了弟兄对他的嫉妒。
His father loved him dearly, but this love provoked the envy of the brothers.
他们常常把约瑟当作笑话藐视他。
They always treat him as a joke and scorn him.
憎恨他，甚至要把他杀掉。
They hated him.Even to the point of wanting to kill him.
有一天，约瑟带着食物到旷野去给哥哥们。
One day, Joseph brought food to the desert to his brothers.
弟兄们就伺机把脱了他的衣服，把他丢在一个没有水的井里面。
The brothers saw him. They made a plan to kill him, so they threw him into a pit.Took away his clothes.
他在里面哭泣求救，没有人理睬他。
He wept, he cried for help, no one paid attention to him.
但过了一阵子，把他从井里拉上来。
Later, they took him out of the pit.
却把他卖给了贩卖奴隶的商人。
It was for the purpose of selling him to the merchants of other places.
当约瑟被带走的时候。
When Joseph was taken away,
他的心灵极其痛苦。
He so agonized,
因为他到他的哥哥们在那里分卖他身价的钱。
Because he saw that his brothers were sharing and dividing the money that they received from selling him.
他意识到他不再是一个骄儿，而是一个奴隶。
Now he realized that he's no longer an innocent child at home.But a slave.
他再也无法享受父爱的怀抱。
He could no longer continue to enjoy the hugging and the love of his father.
他再没有办法跟亲爱的弟弟相处在一起。
He could no longer spend time with his dear younger brother.
他被逼要离开温暖的家，到一个陌生的地方去。
He was forced to leave a warm family to a place unknown.
他将面对坎坷的人生，前途不知何去何从。
He will encounter a very difficult life, and his future is dim.
他到了埃及，被放在奴隶市场上面出卖。
When he arrived at Egypt, he was put in a slave market for sale.
约瑟被王埃及王的护卫长叫波提法买了下来。
And then the bodyguards of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, purchased him.
在波提法的家里，他殷勤的工作。
He works hard in the house of Potiphar.
神与他同在，使他凡他所做的尽都亨通顺利。
And God was with Joseph, so whatever he did, he prospers.
波提法因此信任他，将家里一切都交给他。
And Potiphar, because of this, trusted him and committed to him all that he owns.
当亨通来到，试探引诱也来到。
But when prosperity comes, temptations and enticements also came.
波提法的妻子恋慕约瑟，天天邀请他跟他一起上床。
The wife of Potiphar loved Joseph and daily enticed him to sleep with her.
但约瑟因敬畏神拒绝他。
But Joseph refused to do so because of his fear of God.
他因此被陷害，下在王的监狱里面。
And for this reason, he was mistreated and sent into the prison.
在监牢里面，他重新做人。
In prison, he began his new life.
他常常帮助人，办事有智慧。
He often helped people, and he has wisdom in dealing with matters.
所以监狱长又信任他，提拔他。
So the one in charge of the prison trusted him and promoted him.
最后，他做了监狱的总管。
Eventually, he became the general managers of the prison.
有一天，有人想害埃及王法老。
One day, some people tried to kill, assassinate the king of Pharaoh.
在他的食物里面放了毒物。
They put poison in his food.
所以王的膳长跟酒镇被下在约瑟所管的监牢里面。
So the baker and the cupbearers of the king were thrown into the prison.
约瑟跟这两个人做朋友。
And Joseph made friends with the two people.
常常去照顾他们。
He often go to care for them.
有一天，约瑟来到膳长跟酒镇的房间里面，看到他们脸上非常的忧愁。
One day, Joseph came to the bakers and the cupbearers, and he saw that they were very sad.
他说：“你们的心情为什么这么沉重呢？”
He asked, "Why is your heart so heavy?"
他说：“我们昨天两个人各自都做了梦。”
And they say, "Yesterday, each of us had a dream."
这些梦可能很有意思，但我们不明白。
Perhaps the dreams are significant, but we don't understand the meaning.
也是说，解闷的不是耶和华吗？
Joseph asked, "Isn't God the one who gives the interpretation of the dreams?"
就请他们将梦告诉他。
And he asked them to tell him his dreams.
酒镇说：“我梦见我将三串葡萄的汁挤在一个杯里面，然后递给王。”
The cupbearer says that in my dream I saw that I had three clusters of grapes, and I squeezed the juice and gave the cup to the king.
王接过手就喝下去。
And when the king took the cup, he drank it.
耶稣说：“哦，这梦的意思非常好。”
And Joseph said, "The meaning of the dream is extremely good."
三天以后，你将官复原职。
Three days later, you will be restored to your position.
膳长听见非常的兴奋，说：“我也要将我的梦告诉你。”
When the bakers heard the interpretation, he was excited. He said, "It's good. Let me tell you my dream."
我烤三个面包，把这三个面包放在篮里，要拿去给法老的时候，有鸟来吃了我头上篮里的面包。
I baked three baskets of bread, and I was so excited. I tried to offer them to the king, but before I came to the king, birds from the skies came and ate the bread that was upon my head.
约瑟说：“这梦的意思不好。”
And Joseph said, "The meaning of this dream is not good."
三天以后，你的头会被挂起来。
Three days later, your head will be hung.
约瑟对酒镇说：“当你回到朝廷的时候，请你纪念我。”
Joseph said to the cupbearer, "When you return to the king's court, remember me."
因为我下在监里，我是一个无辜的人。
For I came here not because of sin, I'm innocent.
酒镇说：“没问题，我一定替你讲话。”
And the cupbearer said, "No problem, I will speak for you."
到了地摊三天，事情正如约瑟所讲的，酒镇官复原职。这个膳长他的头被挂起来。
On the third day, things happened as Joseph said, the cupbearer was restored to his position while the baker was killed.
但是酒正回到宫廷里面就把约瑟忘记了。
When the cupbearer returned to his office, he forgot about Joseph.
约瑟等啊等啊。
Joseph was waiting and waiting.
一个星期过去了，没有消息。
A week has passed, there was no news.
一个月过去了，没有消息。
A month has passed, there was no news.
一年过去了，还没有消息。
A year has passed, there was still no news.
两年过去了，仍然没有消息。
Two years elapsed, but there was no news.
约瑟开始失望了。
Joseph began to be disappointed.
他知道酒正已经把他忘记。
He knew that the cupbearers had forgotten him.
约瑟的心里受到很大的打击。
His heart was greatly wounded.
因为他从小就没有母亲。
Because he did not have mother when he was still young.
长大被哥哥所嫉妒所出卖。
And when he grew up, he was betrayed by his brothers.
在波提法的家里，因为敬畏神不愿意犯罪而被诬告下在监牢里。
In the house of Potiphar, because of his fear of God and not willing to sin, he was thrown into the jail.
他继续爱主，亲近神。
He continued to love God and to be close to God.
这一回终于有了一线希望。
At this time, there was a hope.
但这个希望又变成失望了。
But then this hope becomes disappointment.
他想，我余下的日子将在这暗无天日的监牢里面度过。
He said to himself, the rest of my life will be spent in this dark cell.
我将无法过一个正常人的生活。
I will never be able to live a normal life.
哦，我那些可恶的哥哥。
Oh, my bad brethren.
我有伸冤的一天嘛。
Do I have a day of vengeance?
神啊，你在哪里？
Where are you, God?
弟兄姐妹，如果有人要挑战神的良善跟神的信实，
Brothers and sisters, if anyone wants to challenge the goodness of God and the faithfulness of God,
约瑟可能是一个很有资格的人。
Perhaps Joseph is quite qualified.
因为他没有做什么错事。
Because he did not do anything wrong.
他爱神，他敬畏神，远离恶事。
God, fear God, and run away from wicked things.
他为人诚实正直，工作殷勤忠心。
He is straightforward and sincere and faithful in his dealing with people, and he is faithful in his dealing with job.
却被落在这种可怕的光景当中。
But now he has fallen into this terrible condition.
但是约瑟的故事没有在这里停止。
But the story of Joseph did not stop here.
过了两年以后，法老在一个晚上做了一个梦。
Two years later, Pharaoh had a dream at night.
他在床上翻来覆去，终不得解释梦的意思。
He was rolling back and forth on his bed, and he still cannot figure out the meaning of the dreams.
隔天早晨，他招来一些的执事、术士、顾问。
The next morning, he called all of his conjurers, all his magicians, and all his counselors.
但是没有一个人能够完美的为王解答。
But none of them could explain and answer the king's question perfectly.
这个时候，酒正想起他在监狱里面的朋友约瑟。
At this point, the cupbearer was reminded of his friend Joseph in prison.
他对王说：“王啊，我有罪了。”
And he said to the king, King, I have committed great crime.
两年多前，我在监狱里面认识一个希伯来人的朋友。
Two years ago, I know a Hebrew friend in the prison.
他为我和散场解梦。
He explained the dreams for me and the bakers.
奇妙的是，时间一到，一切都照他所讲的实现了。
And the wonderful thing was, in due time, things happened as he explained.
王听了很高兴，立刻召约瑟到皇宫里面。
The king was so excited, and immediately he called for Joseph to the palace.
王见到约瑟说：“约瑟，听说你能够圆解梦。”
When the king saw Joseph, he said, "Joseph, I know. I heard that you could explain the dreams."
约瑟说：“解梦的事是出于耶和华。”
And Joseph said, "The interpretation of dreams comes from God."
神将给王答案。
God will give the king answers.
王就对约瑟说，
And the king said to Joseph,
我的梦是这样，
This is my dream.
我看见七只又肥又壮的牛在尼罗河肥沃的草原上吃草。
I saw the seven cows who are so fat and so strong, who are eating grass by the bank of the Nile River.
但是在他们的后头跟来了七只又干又瘦的牛。
But following after them, you have seven cows that are so thin, skinny, and weak.
这瘦弱的七只牛把七只肥壮的牛都吃掉了。
And these seven weak and lean cows swallow up the seven fat cows.
我又睡觉。
And then I went to sleep.
我又在做梦。
And I had a dream again.
我看见七个饱满的玉米在成长。
I saw the seven corn, ear of corns growing, and they are juicy and full.
但是被七个又干又瘦的玉米吃掉了。
But later on, seven ears of corn that are so dry and that are so small, they have swallowed up the seven juicy corn.
约瑟对王说，王啊，两个梦是同一个意思。
And Joseph said to the king, O king, the two dreams have the same meaning.
七只肥壮的牛代表七个丰收的年。
The seven fat cows represent 7 years of good harvest.
七个干瘦的牛代表七个荒年。
And the seven lean cows represent 7 years of famine.
七个饥荒的年将用尽在这个丰收那年所储蓄的一切食物。
And the 7 years of famine will eat up all the saving and the storing up of the food that comes from the 7 years of harvest.
所以王啊，你要挑选一个人。
Therefore, king, choose a man.
在七个丰收的年里面，把所有的食物积蓄起来。
So that he can store up all the good food from the 7 years of plenty.
在全国各个地方建造庞大的餐房。
And build up all big ware storehouse throughout the nation.
来预备迎接七个荒凉的年。
So that we could store up food in preparation for the 7 years of famine.
王对约瑟说，
The king said to Joseph,
在我的国家里面，哪里能够找到一个人像你这样有智慧呢？
How could I find a man as wise as you are in my nation?
因为你能为我圆解这个梦。
Because you could interpret this dream for me perfectly.
我现在就将这个重任交托给你。
Now I would commit this responsibility to you.
王将他手上打印的戒指拿下来，放在这个约瑟的手上。
And the king took off the signet ring and put it on the finger of Joseph.
约瑟，今天开始你就治理我的国。
Joseph, from today on, you will rule over my nation.
除了我以外，所有的人都要听你的指挥。
Apart from me, all people must listen to your command.
弟兄姐妹，刚才讲的这段话是约瑟经历了13年头的熬炼。
Brothers and sisters, the words we have spoken occurs after the 13 years of trials that Joseph went through.
没有想到在13年的里面，他是奴隶，他是奸犯，一跃登上了埃及的宝座，做了宰相。
Whoever has ever thought about the fact that he was slave and a prisoner in Egypt, but after 13 years, all of a sudden, he was on the throne of Egypt.
照着神给约瑟的明白，事情都一一的发生。
Things happen one by one according to what God told Joseph.
连同他的父家在迦南也经历了极大的饥荒。
Even his own father's household suffered great famine in the land of Canaan.
有一天，卖约瑟的哥哥们也下到埃及来向约瑟买粮食。
One day, even the brothers who betrayed Joseph came down to Egypt to purchase food from Joseph.
约瑟在这个时候与他们相认，并且重新和好。
At that point, Joseph recognized his brethren, had fellowship with them, and restored their friendship.
将他的父亲和全家带到埃及来。
And he brought his father and his household to Egypt.
直到他们在饥荒的年至，人们保守。
So that they were preserved during the years of famine.
这样的一个举动更是成全了神给亚伯拉罕的预言。
Such And events also fulfilled the prophecy that God gave to Abraham.
弟兄姐妹，以上所讲的就是我们对约瑟人生简短、简单的回顾。
Brothers and sisters, what we have mentioned above is a brief overview of God's guidance in the life of Joseph.
约瑟的人生解释了神对他儿女们的引导。
The life of Joseph explains the guidance of God for his children.
很多的人对神没有正确的认识。
A lot of people do not have correct understanding about God.
以为我有神的引导，我必不致遭遇任何的患难。
They think that since I have the guidance of God, well, I will never encounter any kind of trials.
有神的引导，我心想事成，不需要任何的等候与忍耐。
With the guidance of God, when I think things, it will happen, and I don't have to patiently wait for things to come.
所以当试炼苦难来到的时候，就埋怨神。
So when trials and difficulties come, they begin to complain against God.
神啊，你在哪里？
And they say, God, where are you?
你并不爱我。
You don't love me.
我求你，你并没有帮助我。
I cry out to you, and you did not help me.
你将我忘记了。
You have forgotten about me.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们对神错误的认识跟我们的短见。
Brothers and sisters, this reflects our wrong understanding about God and our short-sightedness.
因为我们只能够看见今天的光景，不能够看到明天。
Because we only could see what happened today, and we could not see what will happen tomorrow.
我们只能够看到人生这一段的旅程，不能够看到人生下一段的历程。
We can only see this part of life journey, but we cannot see the next part of life journey.
但是人生这一段的旅程是令人沮丧、令人灰心的。
But this part of the journey of life is discouraging.
我们敲哪一个门，那个门都关闭。
Whichever door we knocked at, the door shut against us.
我们做什么事情都倒霉。
Whatever we do, we fail.
我们就总结地说。
And then we summarize it by saying,
我已经吃尽了苦头。
I have had enough.
够了，一切完蛋了。
It is enough. All is done.
但今天的经文要教导我们一个功课。
But today the scripture wants to teach us a lesson.
请你不要太快给上帝在你身上的工作做结论。
Please don't make a quick conclusion regarding the work of God in your life.
神正在工作。
God is working.
神正在谱写你人生的每一个篇章。
God is writing every chapter of your life.
当他写完这苦难的篇章，他将写下美丽欢乐的篇章。
After he has finished these chapters of trials, he will write a new chapter that is beautiful.
像约瑟一样，过了13年以后，将是美丽的篇章。
Like the life of Joseph, after 13 years of trials, he has a new chapter which is beautiful.
那是不一样的经历，令人安慰的信息。
It is a different experience. It is a message that thrills the heart.
所以今天的信息告诉你，你要信靠神。
So the message today tells us that we must depend on God.
你要等候神的时间。
You must wait upon the time of God.
等到神为你写完这一章的历史。
You must wait until God finished this chapter of your history.
以下我们要讲信息的第二部分。
Now I want to move on to the second part of the message.
我们要看约瑟经过了这一些苦难以后，接下的一些美丽的果子。
We want to look at some of the beautiful fruits that Joseph produced after all of these trials.
我们将提三个方面。
We will mention three of them.
第一个，他更认识神，敬畏神。
First, he knows God better and fear God in a greater way.
在波提法家里受试探的时候，他说：“我怎能犯这大罪，得罪神？”
When he was tempted in the house of Potiphar, he said to himself, How can I commit such a big crime and sin against God?
因为他意识到神随时在他的旁边。
He realized that God is with him at all times.
他的心思意念，他的行为，天使都记账。
His thoughts, His what is in his heart and his deeds are all recorded by angels.
后来在监狱里面为九正跟善长解闷的时候，他说
：Later, when he was giving an interpretation of the dreams of the bakers and the cupbearer, he says，
他说闷的讲解不是出于耶和华吗
？And he say， isn't the interpretation of the dreams from God？
他知道神知道暗中一切的事。
He knows that God knows all things in the secret.
后来他被领到法老的面前。
Later, when he was brought to the presence of Pharaoh,
法老称赞他。
Pharaoh praised him.
约瑟立刻将荣耀归给神。
Joseph immediately gave glory to God.
他说，解闷的事不是出于我。
He said.The interpretation of dream doesn't come from me.
然而，神必将平安的话回答王。
But God will respond to the king with a word of peace.
后来，他的父亲死了，弟兄怕他要来向他们报仇。
Later on, after his brethren, his father died, the brothers were so afraid that he will take vengeance.
但他对他们说：“不要害怕，我岂能代替神呢？”
And he said to them, "Do not be afraid."How can I substitute God?
你们原来的意思是要害我，但神的意思是美好的。
Your intention was to harm me, but God's intention was beautiful.
为要保全许多人的生命，成就今日的光景。
In order to preserve the lives of many and to accomplish the circumstances now we are in.
这样，约瑟用亲爱的话安慰他的弟兄们。
So Joseph consoled his brethren with words of endearment.
弟兄姐妹，活出美丽的人生，首先是你认识神、敬畏神。
Brothers and sisters, in order to live out a beautiful life, you must first know God and fear God.
像约瑟一样，他知道神存在，神掌管一切。
Like Joseph, he knew that God exists and he is in control of all things.
神正在他生命里面工作。
And God is now working in his life.
这样的证实使到约瑟能够欣然走上那崎岖漫长的路程。
This kind of understanding enables Joseph to gladly trod on that difficult journey of life.
最终把他带到荣耀的顶峰。
And this journey led him eventually to the peak.Of glory.
今天我们也一样。
Today, our lives are no different.
在任何的环境。
In all circumstances.
你不要把这本书合起来。
You do not close up the book.
神继续在写你的历史。
God continues to write your history.
他在你生命当中的工作还没有完毕。
His work in your life has not yet finished.
如果你能够对神有这样的信心，你就能够走下去，你能够活得有意义。
If you have such a faith in God.Then you can continue the journey and you can live meaningfully.
但如果有人不相信神的存在跟神的全能
But if there's anyone who doesn't believe in the existence of God and the power of God,
他对事情唯一的解释是出于意外
And his explanation regarding things happen to him is this is an accident.
如果是出于意外，你就不能掌控它，也不能够寄托于它，没有任何的希望。
If this is true, if this is an accident, then you are out of control. You cannot have any part in the outcome.
你的受苦也没有任何的价值，没有任何的意义。
Neither is your suffering valuable or meaningful.
但感谢神。
But thank God.
基督徒在艰难和压力的底下，仍然深信神为我们工作。
Believers deeply believe that God is working on our behalf, even in times of trials and pressure.
在顺境、在逆境当中，我们仍然深信神的手虽然看不见，仍然在引领着我们。
In times of prosperity or in times of perversity.We deeply believe that the hand of God is guiding us.
神的同在给我们希望，给我们力量。
And the presence of God gives us hope and strength.
神的同在使我们能够活出不一样的人生。
The presence of God enables us to live a different life.
弟兄姐妹，你在苦难中是属于哪一种呢？
Brothers and sisters, which kind of people do you belong in times of trial?
现在我们看约瑟在苦难中结的第二粒果子。
Now let's look at the second fruit that Joseph produced in times of trials.
就是饶恕
And that is forgiving.
于是给他大儿子起名叫马拿西。
Joseph gave his first son's name Manasseh.
意思是神使我忘记以前一切的困苦。
And the meaning is that God has made me forget all my trouble and all my father's household.
弟兄姐妹，这在人面前是何等的见证
！Brothers and sisters, what a testimony before the people.
对他自己的心灵是何等的提醒。
And what a reminder this is to his soul.
每次他叫他儿子名字的时候，神使我忘记以往一切的困苦。
Whenever he calls his son's name, it reminds him that God has delivered him and enabled him to forget about his past agony.
当他回顾过去。
As he looked back,
既然一切的遭遇都有神的许可
，since all experience were permitted by God,
在事情的发生当中都有神的带领
，in all the process of the happening, there is the guidance of God.
约瑟的心态和人生观就改变了
，the mentalities and the world views of Joseph were changed.
他不用愤恨来看待人生所经历的苦与事。
He would not look upon the bitterness and the things happened in his life with an attitude of anger.
既然神使万事互相效力，给他带了这么大的祝福，他就没有理由怀恨记仇。
Since God has caused all things to work together for good and has brought so much blessings upon him, he doesn't have to remember all the things in the past anymore.
所以他决定饶恕一切冤枉他陷害他的人。
So he decided to forgive all the people who mistreated him and who did wrong to him.
这是一个真正敬畏神生命的见证。
This is a life testimony of a man truly fear God.
但亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，brothers and sisters，
饶恕不是一件容易办得到的事。
It is not easy to forgive.
因为曾经有人伤害你。
For people used to harm you, hurt you.
那个伤害，那个痛一直在你的里面发动。
And this wound and the pain continue to work in you.
你唯一的选择是报仇。
Your only choice is to take vengeance.
这就是为什么中国人有一个世界每一个国家都没有的文学叫武侠小说。
And that's why the Chinese have one kind of essays that no one else in the world has, and that is story. Story about, you know, vengeance.
但做神的儿女就不一样。
But it's different for the children of God.
你知道神掌管你的生命。
You know that God is in charge of your life.
他在掌管你生命的每一段旅程。
He is in control of every part of the journey of your life.
至终他要使到你所经历的成为美好，成为祝福。
Eventually, he will cause what you have experienced to become your blessing.
这就给我们理由，给我们力量去饶恕那不可饶恕的人。
This gives us strength and reasons to forgive the unforgivable.
因为我们从神的眼光看待这些人。
Because we now look upon these people from the perspective of God.
你对神说：“神啊，原来这些是你祝福我的使者。”
And he would say, "God, oh, now I know that these are messengers through which you bring blessing."
饶恕就不是一个很难做的事。
If you understand things in this way, then forgiveness is not something too hard.
约瑟结的第三个果子是感恩。
The third fruit of Joseph is thanksgiving.
约瑟生第二个儿子的时候，给他起名叫以法莲。
When he gave birth to the second son, he gave his name Ephraim.
意思是神在我受苦的地方使我昌盛起来。
And the meaning is that God has made me fruitful in the land of my affliction.
这是何等的见证。
What a testimony again.
每次叫他儿子的名字说神叫我在受苦的地方昌盛起来。
Whenever he called his second son's name, it reminds him that God has made him fruitful in the land of my affliction.
也是意识到这一切的苦经历都是神的带领。
And he now realized that all these experiences of sufferings were guided by God.
在困苦的日子看不到一点好处。
In the times of difficulty, he could not see anything good.
甚至在黑暗的监牢看不到一线亮光。
Just like a man who is sitting in a dark cell who could not see any beam of light.
但是当你蒙恩的时候，走出来的时候，回顾的时候，你就用不同的眼光看待他，你的心情就改变了。
When you receive blessing, you came out of the difficulties.Then you have a new perspective toward the things you experienced in the past, and your worldview changes.
以前想不通的，现在觉得很合理。
What you used to not be able to understand, now you think that it's reasonable.
你觉得这条路就是必须这样走。
And you realize that this path must be this way.
如果我没有被卖，就不会下到埃及。
If I was not been betrayed, I would not have come to Egypt.
没有到埃及，就不会到波提法将军的家。
And if I did not arrive at Egypt, I would not have arrived at the house of Potiphar.
没有到波提法的家，就不会下在王的监狱里。
And without your arrival at the house of Potiphar, I would never have ended up at the jails of Egypt.
没有在监狱里，就没有遇到王的酒政跟膳长。
And if I was not in prison, I would not have encountered the bakers and the cupbearers of the king.
就没办法，就没有机会为这个酒政来解闷。
Then I would never have any opportunity to give interpretation for the dreams of the cupbearers.
没有为他解闷，就不会遇见法老。
And if I did not give interpretation to his dream, I would never finally meet with Pharaoh.
没有遇到法老，就不会做埃及的宰相。
And if I did not meet with Pharaoh, I would not end up as the prime ministers of Egypt.
没有做埃及的宰相，就不能够救他全家的人和全地的人。
And if I was not the prime minister of Egypt, I would never be able to help my family and all the people in the land.
这个时候，约瑟非常的感恩。
At this point, Joseph was so grateful.
这是擦干眼泪的时候。
It is the time to wipe away tears.
这是我向神感恩的时候。
It is the time for me to give thanks to God.
所以在三次他都提到，我经历这一切都是神把我带到这个地步。
So three times he mentioned the same thing, that I have come to this place by the guidance of God.
弟兄姐妹，我知道感恩的心不容易产生。
Brothers and sisters, I know that it is difficult to engender a heart of thanksgiving.
因为我们生下来就是抱怨。
Because when we were born, we're born with a complaint in our heart.
但是当你看到神的手奇妙带领你的时候，你就不得不感恩。
When you see the hands of God guiding you, you cannot but give thanks.
你越仔细的思想，就越有深刻的感恩。
The more you think about it carefully, the more you could give thanks deeper.
但约瑟的感恩不是一张谢卡，而是他一生一世见证的行为跟忠心的服侍。
But the thanksgiving of Joseph is not a thanksgiving card, but a lifestyle of thanksgiving throughout the rest of his life.
他饶恕他的弟兄，接纳他们。
He forgave his brethren and accepted them.
他服侍他的父亲和全家。
He served his father and the whole household.
他服侍法老跟整个国度。
He served Pharaoh and the entire nation.
他为神的名做美好的见证。
He gave beautiful testimony.For the name of God,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
今天我们的信息是神的引导。
Today, the subject of our message is the guidance of God.
我们举的例子是旧约当中一个可爱的人物，叫约瑟。
And the examples of the guidance of God is a lovely man in the Old Testament whose name is Joseph.
我们相信神如何引导他，也必引导我们。
And we deeply believe that just as God has guided Joseph, likewise He will guide us.
不知道你这个时候是在高山还是在低谷。
I do not know whether now you are on the hilltop or in the deep valley.
愿主的手牵着你。
May the hands of God guide you.
我可以自己也向您做见证。
I could testify to you personally.
这位引导约瑟的神也引导我。
This God who guided Joseph also has guided me.
好多年前，我们在 West Covina 开始教会。
Years ago, we started a church in West Covina.
我和妹妹天天去教会祷告。
Pastor Joseph and Mary went to the church to pray daily.
祷告完了以后，就去发福音单张。
去传福音，邀请人来信主。
And after prayers, they would just go out to give the flyers to invite people to come to know Jesus.
但长时间的工作几乎没有效果。
But a long, long time of effort doesn't seem to yield any result.
偶尔有一个人来，但来了两三次，他就不见了。
Once in a while, a person comes in, and after a visit or two, the person disappears.
我的心灵很痛苦。
And I was afflicted in my soul.
每个礼拜天开车去教会的路上，我一面祷告，一面流泪。
Every day on the way to church,I drive along as I weep.
黄奇光牧师对我说：“奇峰，不怕，神是信实的。”
Pastor Daniel said to me, Pastor Joseph, do not be afraid. God is faithful.
你的眼光不要单单看今天的光景。
Don't fix your eyes on the circumstance today.
你要知道，神正在锻炼你。
You know that God is now training you.
你只管向神忠心。
Simply be faithful to God.
有时候我几乎走不下去。
Sometimes I did not think I could continue anymore.
我几乎要将我的这本书合起来。
I was almost trying to close up this book.
说我的服事到此为止。
And say my service ends here.
因为我一点希望也没有，一个办法也没有。
For there's no hope for me, and there's no way for me.
如果有人来对我说 ，Joseph， 再过一点时间，神会给你上好的童工。
If someone would come to say, Joseph, in a little while, God will give you the best co-workers.
神会给你一个礼拜堂，像今天一样。
God will give you a church building like what we have today.
神会为你开一个传福音的路，是通往天空的。
That God will open a ways of preaching the gospel, and it is through the air.
神会扩张你服事的境界。
God will expand the territories of your service.
我会对他说，这怎么有可能呢？
I would say, in response, how could this be possible?
但感谢神。
But thank be to God.
我因主的缘故。
Because of the Lord.
我在低谷中坚守岗位。
I staying firm in my position in the low valley.
神就恩待我，让我遇到今天在座的同工跟宝贵的弟兄姐妹。
And God treat me with favor, enable me to meet with all the brothers and sisters and the co-workers who are now sitting here.
并且摆在我们面前是令人兴奋鼓舞的福音工作。
Also, what is before us is exciting and inspiring work of the gospel.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
神在我身上工作，也在你身上工作。
God works in my life, He also works in your life.
他在你所处的环境中工作。
He works in the circumstances you are in.
你要专心依靠神，等候他。
You must.Fix your eyes on God and wait upon Him.
他是信实的，他必指引你的路。
He is faithful. He will guide your way.
信息讲到这里，请黄奇光牧师做一个结束的祷告。
我们一起祷告。亲爱的天父
，Dear Father in heaven，
我们奉耶稣基督的名感谢你。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you.
因为您是信实的。
For you are faithful.
当你引领一个人的时候
，When you guide a person。
你必定引领他到最美的地步。
You will guide him to the most beautiful place.
可能旅途很漫长。
Maybe the journey is long.
可能达到高山的低谷是非常深。
Maybe the way that leads to the mountain top has to go through a very deep valley.
你的旨意都是最美的。
But your will for us is the best.
你所要用的人
，the people that you will use，
你就训练他们
，you train them，
你要大用的人
，the one you want to use mightily，
你就更严谨的训练他们
，and then you strictly discipline them，
亲爱的主
，dear Lord，
当你许可我们进入人生各种磨练的时候
，when you give permission for us to enter into trials and hardships of life，
我们可以意识到
，we can realize，
神可能要 更大的使用我。
Maybe God want to use me in a greater way.
亲爱的主
，Dear Lord，
很多的经历使到我们几乎放弃。
Many many trials and hardship will cause us to give up.
然而我们要从今天所学习的经文学一个功课。
But today we must learn a lesson from the message today.
我们不能忘记。
And we cannot forget.
我们不能放弃。
And we cannot give up.
因为神正在做工。
Because God is working.
圣经对我们说。
The Bible say to us.
神已经开始的善工
，and God has started a good work.
他要使到他完美
，and He will bring that good work to perfection.
所以，亲爱的主
，Therefore, dear Lord,
你不是人
，you are not man.
有时候人做不下去的时候就放弃
，men give up when they cannot endure any longer.
然而，你是神
，but you are God.
你有一切的资源
，and you have all the resources.
你有一切的眼光
，and you have all your perspective.
你有一切的能力
，and you have all the power.
你有一切的智慧
，and you have all wisdom.
能够做完一个美丽的工。
And you are able to bring all works to completion.
今天我们所学习到的约瑟。
The Joseph in the Old Testament that we learn today.
他美丽的人生。
Oh, he lived such a beautiful life.
他所结出来三粒美丽的果子。
And he bear the most three beautiful outstanding fruit.
就是我们的见证。
That is our testimony.
我们也可以依靠你。
We can also trust in you.
在人生艰难的旅程中。
In the difficult journey of life.
我们所最重要的。
The most, far most important thing to do.
就是敬畏神。
That is to fear God.
就是信靠神。
That is to trust in God.
就是与神同行。
That is to walk alongside with God.
就是永不失望。
That is to never be dismayed or disappointed.
并且我们在艰难中。
Also in our difficult time.
更要忠心的为人。
We need to serve faithfully.
更要殷勤的工作。
And we need to work diligently.
因为神都看见。
Because God, He is observing us.
神有一个时间。
And God has His timetable.
这个时间是最美的。
And this timetable is perfect.
先也不行。
And it's never too early.
后慢也不行。
And it's never too late.
当这时间来到的时候。
And when this perfect time comes.
忧愁要变为喜乐
Sorrow shall turn to joy.
失望要变为希望
Despair shall turn to hope.
贫穷要变成富足
And poverty shall turn to prosperity.
失败要变成成功
And failure shall turn to success.
亲爱的主
Dear Lord.
我们谢谢你
We thank you.
但愿这个日子早日临到所有的弟兄姐妹
May your day of visitation come upon you, your children in your time
你必引领我们
And you shall lead and guide us
你必引领我们到最美之处
And you will lead us to the most beautiful place
这是我们对您坚定的信心
And this is our firm, strong faith in you
主啊牵着我们的手
Lord, take hold of our hand
继续与我们同行
And to travel and accompany us continuously
仅直到我们进入那荣耀美丽的地步
Until we enter into your promised land
直到我们进入那最美的家乡
And until we enter into that most beautiful home
谢谢主
Thank you God
耶稣基督的名
We pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ
Amen
Amen
Amen 亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters
神多么好
Oh how good is our Lord
当我们与神同行的时候